Now, in kind of prayerfully discussing how we would bring our time to a conclusion, we feel that it's very important to yield our gifts, the gifts of teaching, the gifts of fellowship, the gifts of what happens here, to the Holy Spirit. And we believe that God led us to enter into a time of prophecy. And I want to just make a few comments about prophecy before we enter into this time so that we will properly utilize these words. In 1 Corinthians 14:3, we're told that in the New Testament, the nature of prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. There's no condemnation in prophecy. It is edification, exhortation, and comfort. In other words, it uplifts, it encourages, and it brings comfort in some way. We're also told in the book of Revelation that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That if you receive a prophetic word, it should be in the spirit of Jesus, who is full of truth and grace, justice and mercy. And above all, it came to reveal the nature, the true nature of the Father. So it should be as though the Father is speaking to you, our Heavenly Father. Anything that doesn't sound like the Father probably is of the flesh. Okay? We're also told to not despise prophecy in 1 Thessalonians, but to test all things and to hold on to that which is good. Okay? So whatever you're told today, and these will be recorded, to test it. If you can write it down, fine. If you can record it, fine. But we will also have a recording here. But to test it and hold on to that which is good. And what I said this morning, too, is that prophecy is meant to announce a process that God is going to take you through. That it's not good to have lots of prophecies. It's better to have a few prophecies that you can then begin to put into practice. Okay? So, prophecy is not meant to be an end in itself, but it begins a process which God will bring about in your life to bring that prophecy to pass. Okay? So these are just a few guidelines of prophecy. But above all, it is the forthtelling and sometimes foretelling of the mind of God. Now, I believe prophecy is like a river. And when you step into it, the river's always flowing, but we're not always in the river. But when we step into the river, it begins to flow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite Elaine and Anthony and Fiona and Dave. And is there anyone else here who is a prophet or prophetic? I'd like you to come and be a part of this as well, if you would like to. But we're going to go out on a big limb and believe that if we step into the river, God is going to have words for some of you. Okay? Now, maybe not everyone will get a word, and if you don't get a word, don't be disappointed. You know, there'll be another time for you. But I believe that the Lord is already moving. So would you all like to come up to the front? I think it'd be a lot easier if we're up here. And what we're going to do, we're going to keep these prophecies fairly brief so we can, you know, we've got about 50 minutes, and let's see what happens. But as some of you were speaking, the Lord was beginning to speak to me. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to start the ball rolling, but then if any of you would like to prophesy as well, if it activates anything in you. And I'd like to begin by asking Rich to come up here. Rich Wachera. And so what we'll do is invite you to come up here to the front, and Jody, you can join us as well. But Rich, as I was listening to you talk about your church and just the way you expressed yourself, we've watched your ministry really grow. When we first met you 5 years ago, you were a church planter. And as I listened to you, the Lord quickened to me a word from Isaiah chapter 54. And oddly enough, it was a word that was given to me many years ago, about 30 years ago, when we planted this church. And the Lord said, give this word to Rich. And it's from Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. It says, to enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out your curtains wide, your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle their desolate cities. So, Rich, I believe the Lord is saying to lay your foundations well. Lay the foundations of your fellowship, of your church, very strong in the Word and in the character of Christ and in the nature of Jesus. Because God is going to enlarge your tent. He's going to enlarge the number of people who call upon you. And because you've been willing to be a son, you will become a spiritual father. You're still fairly young, and you never stop being a son. Regardless, I'm a son, even though I'm getting up in years a bit. But if you will humble yourself and lay good foundations, the Lord will continue to grant you growth. And it's going to be an amazing thing that a man from Kenya has gone to Uganda to plant a church, and the Lord is going to use it for His glory. So lengthen your stakes. Lengthen your cords. Open your tent wide. You're going to stretch out to the right and to the left. Does anyone else care to say anything to Rich? Okay, well, let me just pray for you. Lord, I just ask that you would seal this word in Rich's heart, and that he and Veronica would stand together closely as a husband and wife, that he would remember that as long as he treats his wife, Veronica, as a co-heir of salvation, nothing will hinder his prayers. So, Lord, bless him, bless his children, bless his wife, bless his family, and, Lord, bless him as he is a chosen vessel to advance your kingdom. And as he grows, may he never forget the humble roots that he's come from, and remain humble and never be threatened by the success of others, but to be able to rejoice in the grace in other people, for that is truly the mark of a great and a safe pastor. So seal him now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If any of you feel you have a word for somebody, you feel free to chime in.
John. I think on my heart, the Lord's just laid a scripture for me to give to you. And it's Isaiah 61, verse 1. Do you know it?
Can you look it up?
Isaiah 61?
1, yeah. He shows me your heart. Can you
read? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness the prisoners. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
I believe that God's just shown me your heart, and that he gives you this scripture as a guidance for what he wants you to do for him. And I think he's going to come in and strengthen you and give you confidence and raise you up to do exactly that. God bless you.
I had something for you as well. I felt, Joan, that there have been, you know, you're on God's assignment. He gave a desire, he put a desire in your heart for something very important and very specific, and you know that. But it seems like the more you go into this ministry, the bigger it seems to be. There's so many needs, it seems to be huge, much bigger than what you had anticipated. But I just feel like God wants to encourage you with the words from Philippians 1, where Paul was giving thanks to the Philippians, and he said, I give thanks for you, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. So I think he's shown me that there are times when you've wondered, how am I going to complete this task? It just seems enormous. But be confident of this, that he who began it will complete it, because he is with you and he's doing it through you. Yeah. So Lord, we just pray your blessing on this dear woman. We thank you that she's been obedient to the call. We thank you for the grace that enables her to continue the great work that you have started in her. We thank you that she's not just a woman, she's a mighty woman. You've put greatness inside of her. We see that greatness being developed as she keeps hold of what you've called her to do, and as she keeps her eyes focused on you. Thank you for encouraging her that you will complete the work that you have begun through her. We ask your blessing on her in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to add too for you that I just keep thinking about that scripture that says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares. Yes. And I know that there's been times in your walk, in what you're doing, that it's felt like nobody cares. Yeah. And when you look around and you think, why don't they care about what I'm doing? And why aren't they helping? But there's no one you want to care more than your Father. Yes. And he cares. Yes. And he really cares for everything that you're doing, and his heart breaks for the things that break your heart. And I just felt like he wanted me to remind you of that, that he cares immensely for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else in the team have a word for somebody? Now, is it Sarah? Sarah, that's you? Come up to the front. Now, you're representing somebody else here who couldn't attend. But when I spoke with you yesterday and I met you, the Lord really highlighted something to me about you, that you're actually a woman of great stature. But you're growing in stature. And because you've been willing to take the lower place at the table, God is elevating you to a higher place at the table. And Jesus told a parable about this. When you go to a banquet, don't take the best seat, take the lower seat. But just you being here and being willing to represent somebody else shows a great deal of trust and love of somebody for you to entrust that invitation to you. But also the fact that you have been a faithful daughter. And the key to being a faithful daughter, or pardon me, being a mother in Christ, is to start out as a daughter in Christ. So I guess when I think of you, you know, there are many women in the Bible who really come to mind, but I somehow feel there's a spirit of Esther in you. And I don't know if you've read the book of Esther, but she was a very beautiful woman. She was invited into the court of King Xerxes and was a favored one in the court, but she really was kind of afraid to put herself forward, and she needed a crisis to come up in her life to really see her rise to the top and be willing to save her people. And Mordecai, her uncle, told her that if she didn't stand up, her people would die. So she took her life in her hands. And I believe the Lord says to say to you that you are a woman of great courage, that just as Esther was raised up for such a time as this, you've been raised up for a very special reason among your people. And you're going to grow in stature and courage. And the inward beauty that God wants to bring in you will surpass the outward beauty in you. So I just want to pray for you that you will be courageous. I think it might also indicate that you're about to face a real test of courage. That there's going to be something that you face where you're going to really have to stand up and be counted and really not be afraid of what people are going to think, but to speak it wisely and with wisdom. And so I just feel to really pray that blessing upon you. But Esther, you're raised up for such a time as this. Anyone else? Hey.
Father, I thank you for Sarah. The first time I saw her, I saw a capable, amazing, beautiful, gifted woman. And Lord, I don't know all that you have destined for her, but I see in her enormous potential, enormous capability, an ability to lead, to encourage, to lift others up, to push them up above and encourage them to go on. Lord, she's a woman of intelligence, a woman of capability and competence, a woman of a deep wisdom, and see multiplication with her as well, that she can multiply things, finances, she can multiply numbers in the kingdom of God, she can multiply. She's a multiplication woman. Lord, I see, even though I can feel that there'll be struggles in the future, there will be also a great happiness coming her way. And we bless her to walk in the happiness and joy of the Lord. I want to say things too like health industry. I want to say things like education. I want to say things like business and kingdom of God type things that lay in your future. We bless you, Sarah.
I pray for you as well. Lord, I just want to thank you for Sarah, and I thank you for the call that you've placed upon her life to be a woman after your own heart and to be courageous, to be strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you. And whatever arena you find yourself in, just know that the favor of God is upon you. I seal upon you the knowledge of the favor of God, which is always to bring him glory and to reveal his purposes, sometimes in the midst of adverse conditions. So seal her now in the destiny that awaits her. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Thank you for Sarah. Amen.
Front and center, generals Jeremiah and Irene. Come forward, dear ones. I know a lot about you guys and I've journeyed with you a lot, but the Lord's saying some very strong things to me today. If you could just hold each other's hand. And Father, I can see these couple operating in an apostolic and a prophetic way in their region and in their nation. And Lord, I can see them as a little bush that is growing into a mighty tree, that the birds of the air will come and rest in that tree and find nurture and food and shade in that tree. Father, I see a strong mother church emerging, and then I see multiplication and planting of other churches. And I see a great, there's a great love between these couple. And in your name, I would bless their marriage, that it will become strong and deep and impregnable, Father, that they will always be a strong couple together in the kingdom of God. Lord, I see them growing in business and commerce. I see them growing in entrepreneurship. I see them growing in leadership in the kingdom of God. And I just pray that you would open the doors for them that need to be opened that you make a way for them where they need to have a way, that there will be resources. I can see resources pouring out of heaven as you're obedient to the Lord, resources pouring out of heaven to meet the needs that you face as a couple. You have the wisdom to raise up other leaders around you. You have the compassion to be pastors and carers for the flock. You have the ability to teach and pass on things to other people. The Lord's going to use you mightily, dear brother and sister. You've only just begun the journey. You've only just begun to taste the things that God has for you. They will blow you away. You will not. That Jeremiah 33:33 is for you. He has things for you which are far beyond anything that you can ever imagine or ask or think. They are there for you. Father, thank you for this couple. We bless them today in the powerful name of Jesus. Give them a great wisdom, a great knowledge and understanding, the ability to operate freely in the gifts of the Spirit, and the ability to manifest the fruits of the Spirit and achieve everything of destiny that you have for them. In Jesus' name.
Just two very quick things. The Lord is wanting to bestow a badge on each of you today, and on the badge I see the words faithfulness. And as I look behind you, I can see spiritual children as far as the eye can see. Many, many, many sons and daughters following you. So well done, good and faithful servants.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add that I see so much joy in you two. You know, like, it's been quite a pleasure to have you sitting behind us for these 2 days, because, Jeremiah, you are full of joy. Every time somebody spoke, you were just like, I felt like the joy of the Lord just bubbling up out of you, and you would just be like, yes, yes, yes. And I feel like there's something contagious about that joy, and that God's really given, it's actually a gift, you know. I know that we all have the joy of the Lord, but you guys have something really special in joy, in how to live a joyous life, not dependent on circumstance. And I really just believe that that's contagious. And that as you minister, you're going to see the people around you, their lives change, and the joy come that you have actually as a gift, that you'll actually be able to impart that into other people, and that your community will, people will come and visit where you live, and they'll be like, whoa, what's with this community? They are such happy people. They are so full of joy. And I just really believe that God's given you that as a gift, but that as it oozes out of you, as it flows out of you, it's just going to infiltrate the community where you live, and you're just going to see that community changed, and it's actually going to be like a beacon in that place. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen.
Wonderful. God bless you. Okay. James. Jim. Simeon. Men, would you stand up here? Now, it's not often we do this, but I feel the Lord is saying that he wants to promote you. You're each receiving a promotion today. And you need to be recognized because you all serve in different places and different ways. But you're being promoted in the kingdom as a father of the faith. Your fathers, each of you. And the Lord is wanting to remind you that he's raised you up to reveal, like Jesus did, the true heart of the Father. People used to look at the Father in Jesus' day and think he was an angry judge. But you're going to show through your countenance a loving, kind, but wise and strong heart of a father. And the Lord gave me this scripture from the book of Isaiah. It's a messianic scripture, but it applies to you. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. These are often called the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God. So I believe that the Lord wants us to release in even greater measure this anointing of these wonderful things, wisdom and understanding, counsel and power, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and delight. Delight in the fear of the Lord. Okay? Let's just gather around them. Does anyone else want to? Did you have a something? Okay? Yeah.
As the three of you walked towards the front, I just sort of felt, whoa, there's, I guess all three of you are shorter than I am, but in the spirit, you are giants. And that's how God has built you, and he's going to do amazing things. Things don't stop giants. You carry an authority, each of you, a mantle that God has put on you to share the faith with others. And I just want to encourage you that you are giants. You are not small in the kingdom.
I can also see something that you will do together, you three men, as you network together and get to know each other better and understand each other and the calling that is upon your life. You begin to see the project or the issue or whatever it is that the Lord wants you to do together as a team.
Yes, I see these epaulets on your shoulder, like a captain or a general has, these little tabs that are on your shoulders. And the Lord is adding a star to each of your shoulders, which is the symbol of a general. So we proclaim over you this day promotion in the army of God. And Lord, I ask you to come and to put upon the shoulders of these men, these faithful servants who've been in a school for many years of serving you, of going through tests and trials, of giving their lives, their very lives, and the lives of their families in service to your people to advance your kingdom. You honor faithfulness, and I thank you for the faithfulness of these men. And I ask you, Lord, to put in their hearts a special deposit of the grace of the Father heart of God, that they won't rule by might or power, but they will be your vessels of wisdom and kindness and love, and your hand will be so obvious upon them from this point onwards. So, Lord, we just ask you to seal now. Seal a deeper and a fresh anointing and an authority in the Spirit that will be manifest in their ministries to lead with great humility and, Lord, to be courageous. Give them the blueprints of the apostles that you want them to have. And may they be surrounded with people who they can trust to bring your plans to pass. So we honor these men before you. Seal them now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Seal them now. God bless you. Love you, men. Your generals.
There's somebody who is threatening me because I exposed him, his corruption and other things. And I've been followed by there's a vehicle that has a foreign number that has been following me, and I'm suspecting that he's the one who is trying to So,
we pray protection on you?
Yes. This morning I got to the police station early in the morning, and one of my friends, who is a detective, also reported to him. But God is above all.
Yeah.
So I need that prayer for protection.
Okay.
Yes.
Could we all just raise our hands toward Jim? Jim is under threat at the moment. I won't say what the nature of that threat is, but it's just the enemy trying to intimidate him and the enemy trying to accuse him because he's advancing the kingdom. And so we're going to pray the protection of God, the blood of Jesus Christ over Jim, that no weapon formed against him will prosper. Okay, so let's just all reach out our hands. Lord, we thank you for your son and servant, this courageous man who is breaking new ground. And Lord, we think of Nehemiah, that when he was called to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem, that there were those like Tobias and Sanballat who cursed him, who intimidated him, who followed him, who tried to make him be fearful. And so we come against a spirit of fear and intimidation, and any weapon formed against our brother will be totally confounded. And together we agree that you would sever any assignment of the enemy, any fear that is coming against him, and that you would redouble your angelic sentries, the supernatural protection of God Almighty around Jim and around his wife and his home and his household and his farm and everything he touches. And so, Lord, may you break this assignment and cover him so he will be invisible.
Yes.
Invisible from the wiles of the enemy. So we command protection. We thank you, Lord, that you are with him, that you have covered him afresh with the precious blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against him will prosper.
Yes.
So, Lord, may your peace be released, body, soul, and spirit,
yes,
over Jim, in the wonderful name above all names. Amen. And, Jim, I think the Lord's given you this prophecy today to remind you that you have a future. You have a promotion. You have a word.
Yes.
Don't believe what the enemy's saying.
Amen.
These people, it's the last vomit of Satan.
Amen.
Against you. So don't take it on board. Bless you. We love you, buddy.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Christopher, would you come? God gave me this scripture, and I wasn't even sure who it was for, but I was just kept jumping into my mind, and I believe it's for you. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. It's from Psalm 40. And Christopher, I don't know you really well, but I feel in my heart that you are a great man. In my spirit, I feel that you are a great man and that God is taking you to places that in the physical are rocky, right? You go traipsing through places where it's hard to step. You've got to watch where you're going, but he's going to make your feet firm and steady, and that he's going to bring a new song to you, a new song to sing, and that as you walk, people are going to see something new in you, and that you're going to walk with steady feet, and people are going to be like, how is that man doing that? And that you're going to have a new song that he's going to place in your heart and in your spirit, and as you start to declare that new song out, that new joy, that new strength, that it says on that scripture at the end, it says, many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. And I know that many of the places you go and many of the people that you visit, sometimes it's like hard work. It's like walking on unsteady ground. But he is giving you a new spring in your step, a new way to go firm and forward in the things that he has for you. And it's people that are going to put their trust in the Lord because of what he does in you. Mm. Does anyone want to add?
Yes, I do.
Christopher, yesterday when we were in our discussion group, you really stood out to me. And the word diplomat comes to mind, that you're an ambassador in the kingdom. You have a role of linking people into the kingdom because you have a sphere of influence that's among people of authority. And I don't know what that means, but I think you know what that means. Mm-hmm. But you will link people into the kingdom. You'll fly under the radar, and you'll just plant a little seed here and there. But the Lord's given you an ambassadorial mantle to really advance his kingdom in spheres of influence in Kenya somehow. So I don't know what you do or what your background is, but I just sense that very strongly, that you've got an ambassadorial diplomat's mantle on your shoulders.
I can also see a picture of you, Christopher, in full armor, shiny, silver, amazing, strong armor. And I see on your feet, it's like you're walking on air. You're lifted up about 6 inches off the ground. So when you walk through mud and yucky stuff and difficult, bad situations, you won't be affected by them. You have the armor of the protection of God. And also I saw something on your mind, that the Lord's going to give you a new clarity of thinking and ability to protect your mind, ability to look into a situation and have wisdom to know what needs to be done or not done and how it needs to be prayed and dealt with. He'll give you a new wisdom and a new clarity beyond anything you've ever seen before.
That's right. You want to pray for him?
Sure. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for this man. I thank you for his dedication, for his service to your kingdom, Lord. Lord, I just want to pray today that it will be a new day, that you'll give him a new song to sing, that his feet will be light and they will float over those hard places, Lord. I pray, Lord, that as he walks, as he goes in all the things he does, as he's an ambassador for your kingdom and reaching out into the marketplace, Lord, I just pray that you will bless him with everything he needs, Lord. I pray that you will walk really closely with him and he will know your presence with him in every step he takes. Lord, I thank you for the great, amazing things you're going to do through this man in the kingdom. And I pray you bless him and bless his wife and children and family and the ministries he's working with, Lord. I pray that you will really watch over him and keep him safe, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've got another word. I've taken the microphone now, so. Pauline. You can bring your husband if you want. It's a word for you, but he can come. He can come. He doesn't want to come. Yeah. Yeah, go on. Both of you.
You're in the target now. I'm coming.
It's good to stand as one, you know, because the word that God has given me for Pauline is actually for both of you, because it's for her and you are one. So when you hear the word, it's for you as well. Yeah. I really got this picture of a river that's where there's been no rain and it's muddy, and that you are trudging through the mud, and walking through this river is like getting your legs up and trying to walk through this river, and that things have felt a bit like you're trudging through mud at the moment. But I felt like God saying the season is changing and the rain is coming. The rain is coming, and that that something is going to shift and change, and that he's going to start pouring out the rain. And what's going to happen is that you're just going to float. You know, you're going to be with him. The river is going to fill up. You're going to stop feeling like you're trudging through mud. And, you know, you're just going to be, it's going to be easier because the blessing and the rain and the Spirit is coming to see an acceleration for you in the things that you're stepping out in. Okay? Yeah.
This is a very, very different, but it's for the two of you. I see in front of you, the two of you are standing in a green... I see the two of you standing... Okay. I see the two of you standing in a green field, which I think represents fruitfulness. You know, it's green, it's lush. And I see in front of you there's a fence and there's a white gate. And I think the gate can represent, you feel like you're being restricted or held back. This is for the two of you. But I feel like there's going to come a time when God is going to open that gate and you're going to go through together and you're going into another field that's equally as beautiful and as green, and it's something he's calling you to do together. Now, you could easily, you don't know this because you might think these gates are huge. The gates are just little and you could actually just kick the gate with your foot. But God is saying, don't push those gates open before I'm ready for you to walk through together. And you will know when it's time, but to seek me with all your heart for this assignment. But it's going to be a new season of great fruitfulness, but it's together. And I think this place where you're in now, behind this white fence, I think the white to me speaks of purity or holiness or something really special, but where you are right now is you're in a season of preparation. God's doing great things through you individually and perhaps even as a couple, but there's a time coming of even greater fruitfulness together. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you so much for this beautiful couple. We thank you, Lord, that individually they are a mighty man and woman of God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for their marriage. We ask your blessing on their relationship, that you would strengthen them, that you would protect them, and, Lord, that they would know that right now they are in this season where they're doing wonderful things separately and together, but thank you for the time that is coming when that gate will be opened for even greater fruitfulness together. Lord, would you really show them the timing for that? Would you make it so clear to them that they'll know that they can walk through and it'll be easy? They'll just kick that gate open because they'll know it's time. I ask your blessing on this beautiful couple. Thank you, Lord, for them. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would... I can see their hearts joined together, Lord, and I can just see that you're joining their hearts together in a more deep and beautiful way. It's like two hearts becoming one and beating together. And, Lord, I had the picture of these guys too, with Pauline as an angel who, when she comes against difficult circumstances, all she needs to do is stand in the peace of God and smile in the face of danger, and that smile will melt all darkness away. And this man... he's like a mighty general, a soldier in the kingdom of God. And the Lord will use you many times. And I can see young men coming around you who will look to you as mentor, look to you as leader, look to you as a father,
yes,
that you will give them good advice. You've had lots of experience in life that you can pass on. And you've also got stature in the spirit and in the human sense, stature which people will look up to and respect. So walk together as a couple, compliment one another, love one another, adore one another, and enjoy the journey of life. In Jesus' name.
Mebo. Please. Mebo, I just feel the Lord wants to say to you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And in ministry, what I've seen over the years is that the wife is the shock absorber for the husband. That if something happens to the husband, which is difficult or untoward, the wife is doubly affected, and it can be really heavily oppressive. But the Lord wants to declare over you today, because of your faithfulness, he proclaims that you're a Proverbs 31 woman. Your value is far above rubies. You look faithfully after your household, and your faithfulness will not go unrewarded. even as Ruth was faithful to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and didn't leave when she could have and maybe even had a better life in some ways. You've been faithful, and you've stood the course. And so the Lord gives you this word from Jeremiah chapter 29. It's a very familiar word, but he gave it to me about a half an hour ago for you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and you pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And the Lord says, like Jesus said, keep on knocking, keep on seeking, keep on asking. But today is a new day. The drought is over. The curse is lifted. And you've been faithful, and you're going to, from this day, press into God, seeking Him with all your heart, keep on knocking, and the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. But for you, you're receiving a promotion. You're receiving a new mantle. You're going to walk. We're going to cut some things off of you right now, and they're going to be cut forever. And you're going to just wonder what happened, because the sky is going to open up, and you're going to see your circumstances and what's been happening now through an entirely different set of glasses. So did you want to say anything, Jody? Did you want to add anything to this? Okay. Okay.
I just want to say that I completely agree that God just over the time, these 2 days, when I've seen you, I just really completely agree with the word that John said. And I just think, even yesterday we were joking about work, me and you. But I think, God has new things for you. He has new things that are, maybe it's not even the right thing to be trying to fill more days with work, but that He's actually going to have some other things in store for you. I don't know, but I just feel like there's something that's rising up in you, and I sense that very strongly being here with you this week. And yeah.
Deep breath. We've walked a long journey. And the Lord wanted me to call you out and ask Him, for what, Lord? And I didn't know. He didn't really particularly give me anything. But I wanted you to be here. And then John said, I have a word. Mabel, there's a lot I know. You're a daughter to me. We've been through a lot together. And I think for both of us, this is our time. And you are going to be set free. And you are going to just soar. And you're going to be a mother to many. To many. And as it's just been said, this is a promotion. And I'm so happy to be here with you right now at this particular time of your life and my life and our relationship. I pray God will cover you, protect you as you lead many. And you know the area I'm talking about and in. And I've waited to see God bring you to this day for many, many years. So God bless you. I love you.
Okay. Do you want to give a word?
I think so. Maybe I saw Jesus just come and put His hand on your forehead and just take away all sadness, all grief, worry, concerns in Jesus' name. And I saw you had some wounds in your heart. And Jesus just touched your heart. And just gone. your wounds are gone and there's not even scars left. You're totally new again. And we bless you in Jesus' name. We fill you with the joy of the Lord, confidence and a boldness and an energy and a courage. You not feel weary. You feel confident and understand, and you're confident to say what you need to say, bold, and Jesus will walk with you.
Right when we started, I had a picture of a ramp, and I didn't know who it was for, but as these guys have been talking, I've realised it's for you. And it's a long, skinny ramp, and it just ends all of a sudden. And I feel like God's had you on this ramp, and you've been gaining momentum, and it's going to launch you into greater things. So, yeah, I just, God is doing that, and I think it ties into what you were saying.
So I'd like to just pray for you. I think the Lord's given me an authority to pray this. Lord, we thank you for your daughter and servant, Mabo. Thank you for her faithfulness, and we ask now in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would come and break any chain that is holding her. You proclaimed in the Nazareth synagogue through your Son, our Savior, that you have come to restore sight, you've come to break chains of captives, and so in the name of Jesus, I sever any unkind word, any assignment of the enemy, I sever it with the sword of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. From this point on, we proclaim freedom and blessing and prosperity and goodness and kindness and faithfulness and wisdom over this woman. She is indeed a princess in your sight, and we proclaim that she is a part of a royal priesthood. And over Amos, we proclaim that he will honor his wife, that he will listen to her counsel, that he will submit himself as an equal, and that they would stand in equality in ministry. And you would grant him a spirit of wisdom, an unprecedented spirit of wisdom would come upon him. And that, Lord, he would stand with his wife, and the two of them would become a great spiritual mother and father to many. So we proclaim the drought is over. The drought is over for this family. And they will now enter into a new chapter, leaving the past behind, because suffering leads to perseverance. Perseverance leads to character. And character leads to hope. So seal now your daughter in confident expectation of the future, which is the gift of hope. Seal it now in Jesus' name. Bless this woman mightily. Amen. Now, we'd like to pray a blessing on those who've not received a prophetic word. And if you would just stand, we're going to come around because we want everyone to leave here blessed. Now, the way prophecy works is certain people get picked out who are on our hearts. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't have something for all of you. So I'm just going to ask that we kind of conclude, before we conclude everything, that those of you who have not received a word, would you just stand right where you're at? And we're just going to rove around for a minute and just maybe pray a blessing on those who are standing, those who haven't received a word. Would that be okay? Maybe just, if you've received a word, would you just remain seated but point your hand toward the people? And who, because we just want to see everyone blessed, okay?
Could I just try add something else too? The Lord's been encouraging me to give a blessing for all of you, the sitting and the standing. And one is about ministry and the other is about the nation. So, Lord, I just declare what you've shown me in the Spirit, that everyone in this room will receive what I call the Uganda blessing that involved Richard. When he started out with nothing there and small in stature, small in numbers, he went out with great courage and you blossomed and prospered and grew and advanced. So the same blessing that you heard testimony that Richard gave today is yours. Every one of you in this room. It's not unique to him, it's to yours. Those that are small will grow. Those that are mid-sized will grow. Those that are just starting out will grow. And you'll grow in stature, you'll grow in maturity, you'll grow in wisdom. Your churches will multiply, your ministries will multiply. You'll have to expand the tents, you'll have to disciple, you'll have to encourage and uplift the people. Nothing will hold you back. This blessing is for all of you. Walk in it. Walk in it in the powerful name of Jesus. And for your nation. Now, I know Burundi's here, but I'm particularly talking about Kenya. The Lord showed me that the nation of Kenya is to take the lead in all of Africa, to stand up and walk in confidence before the Lord Jesus Christ, to boldly take this nation for Jesus and encourage and support and network with every other nation, including the Burundis, and take the continent of Africa. There is no nation in Africa that will be denied the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Kenya and you guys are to be part of that process in the powerful name of Jesus.